علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers, and we are currently basing our discussions on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, which was his advice and his testament to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أحيي قلبك بالموعظة. That means give life to your heart through موعظة, through speech, through a, not speech as such, but you can say some kind of preaching and some kind of advice. Now, when you talk about enlivening the heart with preaching and with advice, the first thing that comes to your mind is that, okay, you sit down and listen to someone's advice. Let us say you listen to someone's lecture who is preaching in a wonderful way, and it will cause your heart to come alive. And we said, yes, this is one of the meanings, but of course you should be careful from whom you are listening, from whom are you benefiting. If it is from someone whose heart is alive, then yes, it can influence your heart and create a very great change, as we gave some examples that are there in history and in the times of Imams and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we were talking about the different types of advice and preaching that can enliven the heart, because Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أحيي قلبك بالموعظة. That means enliven your heart with advice, with preaching. And we say that one of the meanings is to listen to the advice, to the preaching of a person who is respectable, a person whose heart is alive, a person who is spiritually connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one way. Another way of taking maw'idha and receiving advice that can make the heart alive, that can give strength to the heart, is by listening to the advice that is within yourself. You see, we have the narrations that say that one who doesn't have a preacher from within, the preacher outside will not be able to affect him. You see? So you need to have a preacher inside yourself before the preacher outside can affect you. And what do we mean by the preacher inside? The preacher inside you is your own heart in reality, your own self, when you speak to yourself. For example, when you do something wrong, you tell yourself that what you did was not correct. When you have some moral, problems or difficulties or deficiencies, you advise yourself. This is another form of advice which comes from within, which is a very powerful form of advice, which is there within the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this as a faculty within us to be able to grow. Sometimes this type of advising or preaching aspect of the nafs is known also as nafs, nafsul lawwama. That means that nafs, that part of your nafs that blames you, that tells you, why did you do that? You see? This is one form of advice that comes within it, from within yourself. But of course, when you advise yourself, when there is a preacher within you, that preacher has to be balanced. That preacher has to mention your positive parts and should also mention your negative parts. And you should not be extreme in blaming yourself such that you lose hope. So that is another discussion in morality and in akhlaq that scholars of akhlaq have discussed in depth. But in general, to be able to be affected by the external form of advice, you need to have an advisor within you so that you can strengthen your way of life and your heart can become alive.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we were discussing about that internal advisor, or you can say that internal preacher. One of the ways you can awaken that internal preacher, that in turn will awaken your heart, is to perform what we call muhasabah. Muhasaba means in the daytime you spend a few minutes or a few moments to think about the good things that you've done and the bad things that you've done, and ask forgiveness for the bad things and thank God for the good things. This is called muhasaba. And this is a form of advising yourself, because when you kind of uncover those negative points in your heart and you ask forgiveness, you are giving an awakening to your heart. Is a kind of advice that you're giving your heart. It's as if you're preaching to your heart, to yourself. And similarly, when you do something good, you thank Allah and encourage yourself to do that. You see? So this is an internal form of advice that really is very powerful in awakening the heart. And especially for managers, they need to do this. They need to have that internal advisor. Because managers are in a position whereby it's very delicate. They're dealing with people, they're dealing with situations, they're dealing with institutes, they're dealing with different scenarios where they need to be very accurate. And if they have a time for accounting themselves, that's very good. In fact, you know, in any business, if you're managing a business, you need accounts for your funds, isn't it? You need to spend time maybe twice a day to check your funds. Yeah. Similarly, you need time to check what's entering your heart, what is exiting your heart, what you're doing with your body, how you're speaking with people. You know, with time, if you do that as a manager, you'll become a very good manager, because you'll be careful about how you speak with everyone. You'll be careful about how you react to certain problems and difficulties and scenarios. And that is how you will strengthen yourself as a person. And you will not only strengthen yourself, that strength within you will emanate into the whole institute and into the whole society. And this also applies to fathers in a family. You know, a father at the end of the day is a kind of a manager, isn't it? Even a mother, she manages the household. All of these people, if they are able to control themselves in this way, then inshallah, this advice of Imam Ali alayhi salam will bring very sweet fruits in their lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مرجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه